B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
And Tennis Club, Blue Heron Pines Golf Club, and Valley Brook Country Club. Make that happy, or keep it for yourself. You deserve a Ron Jaworski Golf Passport. 6 rounds, just $89 with free shipping. But it's only available now through Sunday, or while supplies last, at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword, deal.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly with Hades, the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like the opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, a Friday show as we get through the week with some big news. Now, news that we all anticipated, the Eagles were going to make this move. No, not for Malcolm Jenkins, but for the starting quarterback, Carson Wentz. Now, we all kind of like extrapolated the data here and said it's better the Eagles come in now. At least I think the majority of people did. I don't know, maybe not. But I think the majority of people said if you get in now, you can probably get him at a cheaper price because the Eagles are supposed to be good this year. Everybody thinks they're going to be good. If he has a 12-win season, looks great, well, then that money is going to be like way up there. Now, as it is now, he's getting, it's a lot of, like he took a pan of rocks here. He took the most guaranteed money of anybody playing in football right now, surpassing Russell Wilson. So he gets 107.9 guaranteed. Russell Wilson's at 107. But the yearly output of this contract, if you extrapolate it, is probably a little more reasonable than it would be if they had waited a year and he had had a blockbuster year. Now, the peril is the injury peril, right? You're always worried about that. Is this going to be money worth, well worth spending? For a guy, you're anticipating he's going to be healthy over an extended period of his career. You've already rooted and put down a conclusion. He is your franchise quarterback going forward. There's no question about that. He's your guy. So rather than perceive the negative, and I always talk about this, perceiving the negative instead of the positive. You can't look at a guy and anticipate the worst. Like you can have it in the back of your mind, but you, if you're going to go forward, you can't let the negative thought pervade the positive thought. The negative thought is he's injury prone. He's not going to be able to play every game, and therefore he's not going to be able to fulfill the contract to its full extent. The positive is he's the franchise quarterback. You get in early. You're not going to draft another guy. He's the anointed one anyway. So you got to take the chance and move forward with the guy. And that's what the Eagles did. I think it's sound. I think it's prudent. The only people who probably don't like it are the people who are Nick Foles people. Maybe there are some Carson Wentz people who are doubting him at this particular point that he's got to show that he's healthy. He's got to show he's the franchise quarterback. I get that. But once the Eagles have declared him the franchise quarterback, what's the point of holding back? Like you're waiting for him to fail so you can get rid of him and start all over again? Isn't it better positive thinking to say, we got our guy, let's cross our fingers and hope that he stays healthy. We think he can stay healthy, right? I mean, that's the way you got to think about sports, isn't it?
Yeah, and I use the 16 games he played his rookie year more than I do the other years. That's what I choose to do. I've seen it. I've seen him play 16 games. Before. It's not like he can. He has already.
All right. Let me go through some stats, which we have apparently forgotten. Wentz already has the record for pass touchdowns in a season. 33, and completion percentage in a season. He's 23-17 as a starter. 23 wins are one shy of the most by an Eagles quarterback in their first three NFL seasons in the Super Bowl era. McNabb was 24-14. He also has the third best total QBR in the NFL in the last two seasons, thanks to the high touchdown rate and the low interception rate. So all these stats we've kind of forgotten. He's also just one of four quarterbacks to average more than two TD passes per game over the last season. Last two seasons. Mahomes, Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson are the other. In the red zone, he has thrown 41 touchdowns to one interception. The most touchdown passes by any player with one or fewer interceptions in that span. And against the blitz, he has thrown 23 pass touchdowns and six interceptions. That's 3.8 TD interception ratio. Third best among quarterbacks with 400-plus passes against the blitz. Matt Ryan, Dak Prescott are ahead of him. So all these numbers that we've kind of forgotten about, how efficient and how good he actually was, even though he's coming off a season where everybody thought he was bad, but he really wasn't bad. He just got hurt. All right. So we'll talk about it. And obviously, this is in conjunction with the Malcolm Jenkins thing, because they're going to give the quarterback, the golden boy, the contract, and Malcolm Jenkins is just still on the street schlepping. And this may get to be a nasty situation. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with this. But if you're putting it on a balance scale, Carson Wentz is more important to the team than Malcolm Jenkins. He's the quarterback. Quarterbacks get paid. So we're used to that in today's sports world.
Yeah, and I think unlike the previous franchise QB, he'll at least publicly say the right things.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the last guy about when T.O. wanted his money, he didn't say the right things. I believe Carson will say the right thing.
Yes. Now, I'm trying to make a parallel here. It doesn't quite work, but I'll try to make it anyway. Let's move it to the Phillies. As far as this concept of perceiving the negative, the Eagles did not perceive the negative because, let's face it, Carson Wentz is the face of the franchise. So he's in a little different realm than guys like Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell. But the same principle kind of applies, doesn't it? In both of those situations, the Phillies perceived the negative before the positive. And so with Kimbrell, it was like, well, maybe he's lost his touch and he's going to cost money. And with Keuchel, it's, maybe he's lost his touch and it's also money. Well, maybe they haven't lost their touch. I'm reading the stat here. I have to laugh. Because now reporters seem to be on board on the Philly side with this. Now, I'm not on the Philly side with this. I would have signed either one of them. And I still would have added the trading deadline because this is the type of team that I want to be the owner of. A team that actually goes for it and doesn't worry about whether they're going to be a few dollars over the luxury tax. You can always cut back under the luxury tax if you go over it to win something, right? You can always go under it in the future. So the Phillies are roughly $10 million under the luxury tax threshold. Signing either Keuchel or Kimbrell, this reporter says, would have limited what they could do over the next 8 weeks. They need a starting pitcher, a reliever, and a bat off the bench. So these two guys would have taken the financial resources. And I go, so what? So what? If you're going to trade for some players, maybe the salaries wouldn't be overly prohibitive. And if they are, aren't you supposed to be going for it this year? I mean, you're trying to win the East, get into the playoffs, right? Unless you're saying to yourself, it's going to be as good as the Dodgers, so we're not going to go all in. But I would like to think that the Phillies would like to go all in on this whole thing. So signing either Keuchel, and here's another stat that I have to laugh at. And maybe I don't know the statistics, Tyrone. Maybe you can update me here. Here's the downside on Keuchel. Now I'll just read it verbatim. Signing Keuchel would have come with concerns. His ERA last season, 3.74, was nearly a run higher than in 2017. Tyrone, are there any Philly starting pitchers that have an ERA as low as 3.74?
I'm looking through.
Maybe it's me.
There's
Is
one.
Is it Eflin?
There's Eflin. So real fast, Arrieta, 4.29.
Uh-huh.
Nola, 4.63. Velasquez, 4.5. Eichel, 4.2. Pavetta, 4.6. So he's almost at least a half a run under all the guys but Eflin, who's currently on the 10 days.
3.74, disastrous. Don't sign him. It's 3.74. We only have one pitcher that's under that, but, you know, my God, it might be a risky signing. See, these are the things that I don't understand. Now, here's the notion. Let's give the Phillies some credit here. They think that they can get a better starting pitcher than Dallas Keuchel. They think. There's Madison Bumgarner out there. It's debatable whether he's better than Keuchel at this stage of his career. There's Marcus Stroman out there, who I like. There's Aaron Sanchez out there. There's Mike Minor out there. They're going to be available. Are they guaranteed to be any better than Dallas Keuchel?
No.
We don't know, right? And the second part of it is, there's a lot of other teams that are going to be grabbing at him. So, like, can the Phillies actually get these guys? Or will other teams be able to put better offers on the table? This is where you go into the risk. You wait, you wait, you wait, you snooze, you snooze, you snooze, you lose, you lose, you lose when you snooze. Guys are available, get them. The Cubs think they can win. They got them. The Braves think they can win the division with Dallas Keuchel. What's so different about these organizations' thought process than the Phillies? The Phillies smarter than both of those guys? I don't know. All right, we'll talk about it. We're also going to play a game today. And we're going to give away FanFest tickets and playing this game. It's called the NBA game. The NBA game, since the game four is tonight, big game. The NBA game is I will give you a franchise. Off the top of your head. Now, we're going to have to do this quick. You have to do it within 5 seconds. You got to give me the top three guys that come to your mind, players, not coaches, players that come to your mind with these franchises. None of the players can be currently playing on the roster. All right? And Tyrone will play a bell of some sort or a horn. What are you going to play? Have you decided yet? You're going to play the bell. So, We're probably going to give away three pair. My goal is to give away three pair of Fantasy Fest tickets for each hour. So it'll be Tyrone's judgment, or he'll put it on an automatic timer, that the bell will go off as I'm asking you the NBA question. And if you get the three, bang, you get a pair of tickets. But you never know if you're going to be the chosen one.
I like it. It's the element of surprise.
And just to get ahead of everybody, I'm in a giving mood, so you don't have to worry about me being a jerk about
Tyrone
this
the Terrible not is today. In a giving mood today.
It will be Tyrone the Terrific today.
Tyrone the Terrific.
I want people to win.
All right. Sounds good. 610-622-0975. Wentz contract, passing up on Keuchel and Kimbrel, and the NBA game. Should be a lot of fun on a Friday right here. A lot of people going to the shore. I've already been down the shore.
You went to the shore and came back?
I went to the shore this morning and came back.
You did?
Yeah.
Look at you.
I went to the shore. I had to pick up a sofa table.
Oh.
So I went to the furniture store. They opened at 10 o'clock. Got there by 10:15. Got the sofa table. Got the lamp that I all the snooze. Carried it up my stair. I don't know how I did it. It's like 100 pounds, this thing. Getting it in myself.
Oh, my sure. Lord.
And I get it in there, and I get the lamp all set up. The lamp doesn't work.
No. Are you serious?
The lamp did not work.
Is
so
it the
on
plug?
My way back here, I had to restop at the furniture store and get another lamp, which I now have to take home, and I couldn't leave at the shore house.
Wow.
Oh, my Lord. Have you ever had a lamp that didn't work? Like, did you ever buy a new lamp and it doesn't work?
Are you sure it's the lamp and maybe not the outlet?
We tested.
You did everything?
I tested everything at home.
Okay.
And nothing worked. And I took it back to them, and they doubted me, too. They go, well, sometimes I don't know. This thing doesn't work. So they put their bulb in and the switch. Didn't work.
You have the worst luck, I swear.
You do have
you
bad
really
luck.
You really do. With electricity and computers, everything.
Yeah. They doubted me. I go, listen, I tried every outlet in the house. I flipped the breakers. I did everything. This lamp doesn't work. All right, well, we'll see. We'll put the light bulb in. So they put their own bulb in, and they go, click, 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 click. Nothing. Oh, it's a bad lamp. I go, yeah. 610-632-0975. Back at
the Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
2 o'clock hour of the Mike Mussinelli Show. It's brought to us by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon, Conklin, Attention HVAC Contractors. This is the Ferguson's Counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Time to start the Twitter poll for today, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers, if you're looking to repower a zero-turn or a walk-behind mower, Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Opening trumpets this fine Friday for today's Twitter poll. Over 500 votes on this one early. Are you happy with Carson Wentz's deal? 94% say yes, 6% say no.
All righty. Now let's... We have a graphic we're going to throw out. Watch your TV sets here. NBC Sports Philly, Dan Rose, our producer, back in the studio. This graphic will point out that the Eagles are a team that is programmed to win at least one more Super Bowl over the next couple of years. Because when we look at the starting lineup, or not starting lineup, but these are the players, the key players that are signed through the 2021 season. You can see Carson Wentz at the top of the list, signed through 2024. All those guys signed through 2021. Jeffrey Jackson, Ertz, Lane Johnson, Kelsey. Samalu and Cox are into 2022. Malik Jackson, 2021. Brandon Granville, 2023. And Nigel Bradham, 2022. So over those next 2-3 years, their core is, you don't have to worry about contracts. Unless Cox gets fuzzy about his contract, and he wants more money in the next year, which is very possible.
He signed it before what? Mm-hmm. Before the Super Bowl year he signed it, right?
Yeah.
So that's one, two, maybe. If he has a big year this year.
This is the Malcolm Jenkins principle.
Yeah, yeah. If he has a big year this year, and there's no reason to think he won't.
Yes. Now, the snag here is Malcolm Jenkins. And, you know, I don't know whether the Eagles are just playing games or trying to figure it out. I mean, he wants more money, clearly. Like, he doesn't want to restructure. He wants a new contract. So we'll see what happens with them. All right, let's go Alex in Frankfurt. Alex, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Alex.
Hey.
What's up,
good
Alex?
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm doing great. Hey, Tyrone, Matt, how are you?
They're fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. But what I wanted to comment on is the Carson Wentz thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know why anybody's angry. You know what I mean?
I don't think anybody is angry except the Foles people who would have rather gone in that direction. But I don't think anybody could be angry about this contract. He was going to get paid one way or the other.
Well, I guess that was a bit much. But I'm happy. I am happy as a pig in flop.
Mm-hmm.
Hercules, Hercules, Hercules. Okay?
Yeah.
Because you want to get all that stuff out of the way and focus on what?
Mm-hmm.
Playing football when the football season comes up. Now, with the Malcolm Jenkins thing, I don't know. Like, he's kind of solid. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's about money. But you were just saying he wanted a new contract.
Yes.
I don't know about all that.
He wants a new contract that's commensurate with what the guys are making at that position.
Right, right. I mean, I can understand, you know, he was vital in the Super Bowl and whatnot, but a new contract, you know, I mean...
Well, you're going to have an unhappy player. One thing you can't have is a team leader who's unhappy with a contract squabble. Because other players don't like that. They respect Malcolm Jenkins a lot, and that turns you against ownership.
Right, that's true. But I mean, you know, you agreed to a 4-year. Now all of a sudden, that's because
all these other guys surpassed them. I guess his agent didn't anticipate where the market was going at that position.
Well, that was his agent's fault.
Well, yeah, but the reality of it is he's underpaid by today's standards. So if he's a team leader, and he is, right?
Yeah.
You would think the Eagles would want to keep him happy.
That's true. That is
mm-hmm.
okay. All right. Let me ask you this:
mm-hmm.
What would you do if you were in that situation.
I would have to pay him. I would have to pay him. I have no choice. Like, what am I going to do? Not pay him? If I don't pay him, I create contention. You know, he's made it clear that if you don't pay me, there's going to be some angriness here. And you don't want to take that into a season of promise. So he's got him a little bit. And I don't think that they're the type that would fight against a guy like him. He's been a straight shooter and a leader for a lot of years that he's been an Eagle. So I don't think the Eagles inside are saying, let's play games with this guy.
Yeah, I read a stat that he's missed 5 snaps in 5 years. He played every snap last season.
Now, it's up to them to figure out the logistics of the payment and their cap and all that. I understand that they have to be loyal to that, but they're going to have to come out and pay the guy. So that's the end of that. Now, let's look at this Wentz thing, because people are majoritively happy with it. But what would the Eagles really have lost if they had waited a year?
Probably about $8 to $10 million in cap per year.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you wait, because what now he goes, Dak and Goff have to get paid. Mm-hmm. They're going to get paid.
Yeah.
They're going to get paid more. So if you wait, those guys set the market. Mm-hmm. He has a big year. And then next year, you have to pay him the most out of everybody. So what you, and this season, they're able to put some of that money into this season's cap. Okay. You lose the ability to do that. So what you lose is money.
But the other side of it is, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here because I agree with what they did. They would basically be paying $8 to $10 million more as a reward for him proving himself that he could play healthy. Because if he doesn't play healthy, they would have had the option to go, okay, that, now maybe we should rethink this. Now they don't have that option.
The other part is you're making it very clear to a locker room that enjoyed Nick Foles, this is the guy. There's no messing around. Mm-hmm. He is the guy. I think that, and when you have a face of the franchise, I don't think it's good to play games. I haven't seen it work anywhere.
It wasn't, you know, like, they weren't really, he's got 2 years left on the deal, right? I know but if they had waited a year, it would have been, and he had a great year, it would have been well worth what the going rate was. They would have just had to pay the going rate. And they would have known better about his ability. Right now, they're still kind of they're paying on uncertainty.
Now they believe. I think they know.
Why? There's no way they can know. Because injuries you can't know about.
Well, that's different. They know he's a great quarterback.
Well, I know he's a great quarterback. You know he's a great quarterback. That's not the issue. The issue is he durable? And if he survived a 16-game season as a starting quarterback, put up big numbers, then it wouldn't matter how much I had to pay him, because now I'm convinced.
But now you can have him and build around him properly. You can do both.
Right.
You couldn't do both if you wait a year.
I'm just playing the devil's advocate side here.
No, I hear you.
It would have been fairly prudent for the Eagles to do it that way, you know, resentment aside.
But then you go into the year with two things. Carson obviously wanted his money.
Uh-huh.
Jenkins wants his money.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going in without giving either leader, your offensive leader or your defensive leader, their money. Mm-hmm. It's not going to look good in that locker room, and that takes away that culture thing that the teams had going so well.
Jenkins is underpaid. Is Wentz underpaid?
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah.
Has he gotten to a level where he can actually say at this moment, before he signed the extension, that he was an underpaid quarterback?
Yes, his stats, at worst last season, he was the 13th best quarterback in the league. You know what the 13th best quarterback gets paid? Like $20 million. So, yeah, making 6 or 7, you're underpaid.
Wow.
And that's with a broke back. His floor is 13th best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. His ceiling is best.
All right. Let's go to Dave in Phoenixville. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave. Yo, Dave. Where's Dave? Dave's not there. Joe in Mantua. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Joe?
Yeah, I think Carson Wentz's contract is a bargain. I don't know. It's and that's maybe $30 million of every year the contract up till it's up, whatever. But
yeah, I'm not so sure it's a bargain if you get the most guaranteed money of any quarterbacks is playing now. Is that a bargain?
Yeah, it's true, but next year's going to be a higher number for somebody else. But as far as Malcolm Jenkins, I think Lurie's going to pay him. I just think that, I remember Lurie saying, the biggest mistake he ever made was letting Dawkins get away.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Malcolm Jenkins is on Dawkins level, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he went to this court, like you said, in the locker room. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And listen, I'm not arguing. I'm playing the other side, which is what I do. I take the other side of the argument, try to let people listen to both sides, and they come up with their own conclusion. I'm already stated that I think the Eagles did the right thing.
I think so, too.
All right, man. You want to play the NBA game?
Yeah, throw them at me.
All right. Uh-oh, guess what? You're playing for a pair of FanFest tickets.
Oh, yeah.
All right? So I'm going to give you the franchise, the New York Knicks. Give me three.
Bernard King, Willis Reed, Bill Bradley.
Pretty good. Hold on a second. You won two tickets. Where'd you have gone for the Knicks?
Always go Ewing.
I would have gone Ewing.
Oakley. I don't know why.
Yeah, I didn't go to Oakley.
And then I go Frazier.
Clyde.
Yep, Clyde Frazier.
Yeah, I would go Clyde. My three were Ewing, Clyde, and Bernard King. Bernard King comes up. Hey, listen.
Right. Because of my age, I remember, not video, not from research, with my own eyes, I unfortunately remember Bullets Bernard King. I don't remember Bernard King.
Knicks Bernard King was Kawhi.
Yeah, I know. And he'd get all those points without a three-point line. Yeah, he would go out there and get
unstoppable.
His. Yeah. And I saw what he was doing. He made an all-star team on one leg. He was playing with a brace.
Give me a Knicks B team.
A B team. Starks.
That's my first guy, too, is Starks.
Starks goes into my mind. Always.
Oh, my God.
Charlie Ward. Don't know why.
Charlie Ward.
Always, because he was a point guard. I don't know why. Uh-huh. It has to do with my age. And then probably... Well, it's either Melo pops right in.
Uh-huh.
Or...
Yeah, you got to go Melo.
Yeah.
What about Allen Houston?
Allen Houston's a great one. Allen Houston's
he
a great one.
Came to my mind. Starks and Allen Houston came to my mind right
Sprewell, Camby, that author right there. Because they made the finals that year.
Yeah.
In this shortened season, they made the finals. But, yeah. I don't know why Charlie Ward.
All right, so if you go, way back when the Knicks, when Willis Reed limped on the floor and they beat the Lakers... Who is the starting team for the Knicks?
Well, it's what, Frazier, Clyde, and Earl the Pearl, right?
I don't think Earl the Pearl was the guard. I think he came later.
He came later?
Yes. Knick fans will correct me here. I think it was that left-handed jackknife leg guy, Dick Barnett. I think it was, you got to check that.
I'll check that.
I think it was Dick Barnett.
I'll check the starting five.
Well, let's read. Go ahead.
I don't know.
Bradley and Dave DeBuscher.
Dave DeBuscher. And Bill Bradley didn't come off the bench?
No, Bill Bradley's a star.
He's always starting.
Yeah, he's the three. It's 615-602-0975 is how you get in. Let's go Greg in Orland. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Greg.
What's happening, guys?
What's up, Greg?
And ladies. Good. So I was listening to the thing. You know, when you think of Wentz, it's definitely a gamble on both sides. Because Wentz could have waited and gotten his money, and the Eagles are definitely taking a gamble as far as will he stay healthy. So I think they both kind of gave a little bit each way.
Yeah.
Your point about Keuchel is a good one because, my gosh, why wouldn't you take a left-handed pitcher who has an ERA half a run better? Now, I'm a Phillies fan first, but I've watched the Red Sox all my life.
Mm-hmm.
As good as Kimbrel was last year, he was a dumpster fire in the second half, only saved by his defense. And I'll give you the perfect example. ALCF, bases loaded. Houston can win the game with a hit. Guy rockets the ball to left field, and Benintendi comes in and snags that ball off, literally a foot off the turf to save the game. So Kimbrel got into a lot of jams.
I'm going to give you two words. Brad Lidge.
Brad Lidge was kind of the same kind of guy. I agree.
Brad Lidge got his doors blown off with the Houston Astros in the playoffs, lost his confidence completely, got traded to the Phillies at age 31, by the way, and resuscitated his career.
I'm not going to disagree with that. Now, Kimbrel didn't get his doors blown off. He still saved the game.
Yeah.
He just got into the jams and somehow got out of it.
Yeah, no, I get it. When people are making the case, he was terrible last year, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, well, relief pitchers are like kickers. Sometimes they go bad, and then all of a sudden there's Brad Lidge who comes to a new team and goes to Sparkle City.
I agree, but totally with Keuchel. I don't know why he wouldn't. I mean, he's left-handed pitcher, first of all. And then second of all, he's a half a run better than anybody we got. I mean, what's the point?
Yeah. You know, I get it. See, here's the thing. The two left-handers, and you mentioned a left-hander, Bumgarner and Minor, are both going to be in high demand. So there's no guarantee you're going to get those guys. All you do is put some money up to get Keuchel.
Right, and I agree with you on Bumgarner. How much does he really have left? Do we know how much he has
left?
Well,
it's the same situation. Then you're going to say, what's Bumgarner got left? It's the same as Keuchel. It's the same narratives. So, all right, man, then you want to play the NBA game?
Sure, I'll give it a
The NBA game, I'm going to give you a franchise. You give me your first three to pop in your head. Atlanta Hawks.
Atlanta Hawks. Dominique Wilkins.
Mm-hmm.
John Conkak.
John Conkak. Oh, my God. John Contract.
That's all I can think of. Conkak. At least I thought of him.
That's pretty good, but it's not three, so sorry. John Conkak he came up with.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good pull.
The guy that I did a internship in the sports agency represented him. He's the one that got him that contract.
Oh, well, he did a hell of a job.
He did. And you know what the contract was? That was like considered like outlandish?
No, what was it?
$2.4
million. Well, have times have changed.
Oh, my God, have they changed. All right, who was your Atlanta Hawks?
Conkak actually was in mine.
Really?
Mutombo.
Tumbo. I can't give him Tumbo.
He was a
nugget. Nah, I can't give him.
You know, all right, how about
Denver
this?
Denver Nugget, I'd give you Mutombo, but not. And
Christian Laettner made the All-Star team, his one All-Star as a Hawk. I remember it like it was yesterday.
I can't go Laettner.
What do you mean you can't go Laettner?
He's with too many teams.
Otis Thorpe?
No pedigree. Nope, not Otis Thorpe either.
You're not going to any Hawk.
Thorpe didn't have a Hawk pedigree.
Okay.
Thorpe had a Houston pedigree.
All right, Jason Terry. He was there before he went to Dallas. He was drafted by them. Jason Terry goes right. These are guys that come right to the top.
He's a weak man.
This is right to the top of mine. Moses.
Moses?
I remember Moses.
Were you Atlanta Hawks?
Yes, he played for
the Hawks. I can't give you Moses. You're skirting the rules of this contest.
These are top of mine Hawks. Top of mine Hawks.
I'm playing Tyrone Lannister here. I'm vetoing you.
You veto the guys that came right to the top of my mind.
You're giving me guys who were, like, had a cup of coffee. With the Atlanta Hawks.
All right, but who were your top Hawks?
Well, if you can go old school top Hawks, they're like legendary Hawks, like before they were in Atlanta, and you go Bob Pettit.
Okay.
Or you go, who else do you go? Lou Hudson, Sweet Lou. You can go Doc Rivers for the Hawks.
Like Doc Rivers.
Kevin Willis.
Like Kevin Willis. Now, I have a couple from the Cuz real fast. Uh-huh. He went Spud Webb.
Spud Webb's a good one.
And Tree Rollins.
Tree Rollins is excellent.
He went to those.
Yeah, Tree Rollins is a good pedigree.
The Conkak deal, 6 years, $13.2 million. So it was right around the average, but Booney looked up the specifics. Yeah.
I remember. I was in the office. I was reviewing the contract.
Meanwhile, T.J. McConnell's about to get 4 years, at least 4 years, at least 20. At least.
Yeah.
And Conkak broke the league with 13.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. I have one other Hawk. Who? Josh Smith.
Josh Smith's a good Hawk.
Josh Smith. That's was there a long Hawk. Time, right?
Yeah, before. Yeah. That was his squad.
Yes. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. It's a fun game. The NBA game. You give me three NBA dudes. And if the bell goes off as you're giving them to me or before you give them to me, you'll win a pair of FanFest tickets. As long as you bring something to the table, discuss the issues that we're talking about. It's the Mike Missinelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It is the Mike Missinelli Show Friday. Brian Westbrook will join us from 4 to 5. NBA championship last night, tonight, and the NHL last night. How about the Blues winning again and a bad call last night influencing it?
Now, you agree that was a bad call.
It's a horrendous call. Now, but see, in a hockey game, when a call influences the result, then that's where I have a problem. And in a hockey game, it can. They scored on that play.
Yeah, like right after. And
right.
Because they get the odd man rush.
Because the guy was down.
Right.
Right.
And now
that's obviously a terrible thing to have happen.
That's twice now in these playoffs. The hand pass that they couldn't review because
hockey's different though. Goals are like gold.
That's true.
Not a bit like a basket you can recover.
Right.
In basketball.
No.
You give a guy a goal in an NHL game and that's prohibitive.
Especially in it was a 1-1 game and that put it 2-1 and that was made it over. Or was it that make it 2-0? But either way it was within one goal. When it happened, because I was watching that.
Now, the Bruins really cried the blues, man. Yeah. I mean, they went overboard in crying. Because this happened to St. Louis in a previous series, like a hand pass.
Yeah, that's what happened,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they carried on. They weren't bitching about it.
No, as a matter of fact, after that, they went eight straight pairs where they didn't let the other team score.
Right.
They buckled down.
They buckled down.
Right after that.
Bruins are all crying the blues.
They're in a tough spot now, though.
The Bruins?
Yeah, because isn't it?
Oh, they're supposed to be the better team.
Well.
Let's go.
And Char's out there.
Show yourself.
Char's out there playing with that broken jaw. I know people don't care about that, but the fact that any athlete can play anything with a broken jaw is
incredible. He did. Like, he had the first hit of the game, though.
Yeah, it's just.
Lucky player, man. I admire that.
But. Is that okay
for him? He'll talk the rest of his life. But
that's what I mean. Is he going to be okay long term?
Hockey players aren't going to sit out. That's one thing you know. Now, he's got a broken jaw. I don't know how he can avoid getting hit in the same spot.
Guy came up and elbowed him, too, in the first period. It's up in the chest. Impossible,
but it's the code of a hockey player, man. You don't sit out.
He was given written responses during a press conference.
I think hockey players are saying about KD. Because he couldn't even speak. What are they saying about KD?
Oh, they think he's soft.
Well, of course they do.
Super soft.
Uh-huh.
Good thing Embiid did play with that gastroenteritis.
Hey,
people would be like, who shot out? Good thing, even if you play bad, just play.
Gastroenteritis. Nick in Washington Township, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Nick? How you doing?
I just wanted to touch on the Carson Wentz deal. Mm-hmm. I'm super happy about it. I think all sides work out.
Mm-hmm.
Because, the Eagles are taking a gamble, but at the same time, if they waited 2 years and even put them on the third year.
How about they just wait one year? Wouldn't it have been prudent to just wait 1 year?
What's it going
to
be like if he goes out and has an MVP season this year? He's going to want $30-40 million.
He would be worth paying at that point. But at least you'd know what you're paying for. They don't know what they're paying for now.
I made the point, and I agree with him completely. At this point, You can structure it now and take the chance and still have a chance to keep your franchise going with other players, other good players.
Yeah, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. But it's not like they did have the wiggle room on this. If he has a monster year, they don't sign him to this contract. Well, they sign him to a bigger deal. It's worth the money. But then, because now they know. They're paying for unknown right now, aren't they?
That's true. Now, shooting over to baseball, what do you think of Minor?
I like him, but I think a lot of teams are going to want him. He's a left-handed starter. The market for left-handed starters are immense. Now, there's a lot of contenders
money,
out there.
You're going to pay stupid money.
Well, yeah, but stupid money is not going to get Minor. A trade's going to get Minor. So it's not a money thing. He's not a free agent. You got to trade for him. Now, suppose somebody puts a better offer. Suppose an organization has better prospects than the Phillies. Phillies aren't gushing with prospects right now.
Well, I think there's enough starting pitchers out there that they should be able to land at least one.
All right, well, there's four of them out there. Bumgarner, Minor, left-handed, big market for both of them. Stroman, kind of young, big market for him. And Aaron Sanchez. There's a lot of teams that be grabbing at those guys. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's nice. It's all well and good to wait until you get your eye poked out.
That's true. Can we do some NBA?
Let's do the NBA game for you. All right, let's go with
a shot.
The Orlando Magic.
Penny Hardaway, Shaquille O'Neal, and that third one always gets you.
It does. It really does.
I can't get the song.
Oh, no, Nick. Oh, man. Well, I guess Shaq would have been acceptable.
Yeah.
For the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, he started there.
Nick Anderson.
Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard's a good one.
And Jameer.
Jameer Nelson.
I mean, they made the fun.
Excellent choice.
Now, you said they can't be active. Can they be active in the NBA, just not with the team? Because Redick started there and played a lot of years there.
If they have a pedigree, I have to take it under advisement.
Okay, if they have a pedigree.
Yeah, honestly, I'm Tyrone the Terrible today. Like, right. I was even, like, when he said Shaq, I went, but Shaq got to the finals.
Rookie of the year.
Yeah, but Nick Anderson was on that squad.
Yeah, he might have cost him. Missed all those foul shots.
Yes, he did.
Had he never mentally recovered.
Yeah, he had a good spree as a shooter in that league, though.
He had a really good one.
He
admitted later on, he didn't admit it in real time, his psyche never recovered from those four straight missed foul shots.
And Nick Anderson went where, Tyron? College.
I don't know where he went to college.
This is my wheelhouse.
Yeah, this is your,
This is my wheelhouse. Nick Anderson was a Fighting Illini.
Was he?
Played under Ludu.
He did?
Yes, he did.
That's a good pool.
That was a big team that probably went to the Final Four. Kenny Battle, Turner Gill, Kendall Gill.
Kendall Gill, yeah.
Kendall Gill, Kenny Battle, Marcus Liberty, Nick Anderson. That's a squad.
Yeah,
they were all about the same size, though.
Today, that would be a squad with everybody switching. Today, it would be a real squad.
Steve in Blackwood, New Jersey. Steve, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve.
Hey, Mike.
What's going on, Steve?
What's the status of Roman Quinn? The Phillies need a leadoff hitter now without Kutch. And I figured it would be either him or Kangri maybe.
Well, it's going to be Hernandez.
Don't like that, Mike.
Well, he has experience. That's who they're going to use. Roman Quinn is close to going on a rehab assignment.
Okay.
He's not even in the rehab assignment yet. He's close to going in a rehab assignment.
Really?
Oh, he is playing right now? Okay, but he is playing. He's in Clearwater.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
He's great.
You really had that much faith in Roman Quinn to be an everyday center fielder?
Well, yeah, if he stays healthy. I think he's dynamite.
I don't think he's dynamite. Oh, he had a homer and a triple today for Clearwater. There you go.
Nice.
There you go, Steve, your boy. Roman, you want to play the NBA game?
I'll give it a shot.
Let's go to the Western Conference, and let's go with the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, man.
Denver Nuggets.
Oh, man. who was that guy back in the day? Gervin?
No, Gervin didn't play for the Nuggets. You're out. David Thompson played for the Nuggets. Dan Issel played for the Nuggets.
Adrian Dantley.
School.
Didn't he play for them?
I got bust out. Alex English.
Alex English is a good,
Alex
is a good one.
Alex English.
Now, Mutombo can be on that list because they upset the Sonics.
Mutombo can absolutely be on that list. Yes. I got another bust out for you. Power forward from Alabama. Was a budding star until he got hurt.
What about Wallace?
Nope. Antonio McDice.
Yes.
For him?
Yes, he could play.
Bust out.
He could really play. Those are good. Booney checked in real
fast. How about this? Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
Yes. He's like Curry before Curry.
That's correct.
Curry.
Absolutely.
So we'll give more away. The last two people got it wrong, so we couldn't give out the Fan Fest.
Okay.
So they roll over.
All right, they're going to roll over. So we're giving away five in this hour. All right. 610-632-0975. Mike Misnelli Show. It's on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.